The SBS Football Corner delivers the biggest stories from the 2026 FIFA World Cup in just 3 minutes every day. Dramatic goals, breakout stars, and all the tournament drama you need to stay across every match. An essential daily listen for football fans who don't want to miss a moment. Find it on the SBS Audio app, website, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
Is Norway through to the round of 16? What record did Mbappe set this time? Did Jimenez score a goal for Mexico? And how are the Socceroos feeling 3 sleeps before they face Egypt? This is SBS News World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast, where we bring you the stories from on and beyond the pitch. And I'm your host, Helena Krishnamurthy.
Now Nusa tries for it and delivers.
Gave the Norwegians the lead just before halftime.
He goes again. He might provide more. He's still going. What a sensational. Absolutely sensational goal.
But Ivory Coast responded after the second half, with substitute Ahmad Diallo making an immediate impact to equalise after coming off the bench.
Oh, lovely ball for Berg, for Haaland. Well, it had to be. He rolled it into an empty net. He gets all types of goals, but they all count the same. And on the big stage, this is a mighty one for the Tower of Power. His dad is overcome with emotion, I think. Erling has taken it in his stride, as he did with the chance. It almost seemed to come off the back of his foot.
And with just minutes remaining, Manchester City striker Erling Haaland scored the team's second goal. Drums.
Mbappe. He's playing for fun now. Running through the repertoire. Barcola. Olise. Oh, sweet, sweet. Mbappe, so sweet. This football is from the heavens. Who on earth...
Second half, as Le Bleu took control before sealing a comfortable victory. The 27-year-old netted a double today, which adds to an extraordinary World Cup record, but says their objective is to make the finals.
No. I think the objective, as I said, is...
No. I think that the objective, like I said, is to go as far as possible, to go until the 19th of July, to return here and try to win. We'll go step by step. And then, of course, the more goals you score, the more you go up in the rankings. I think everybody already knows that. Also, I'm convinced that Messi is going to still score goals, so I don't really look at it too much. I look more at the opponents that we might play, and to what point we are getting closer to our goal, which is reaching the final.
Je regarde pas trop ça. Je regarde plus les adversaires qu'on peut jouer et à quel point on se rapproche de notre objectif qui est la finale.
Mbappe now has 6 goals in this tournament, and his career World Cup tally moves level with Lionel Messi on 18 goals, just one behind Messi's all-time record of 19. And Michael Olise was also a threat for the Swedish side. French coach Didier Deschamps' side will now face Paraguay in the round of 16. Paraguay shockingly knocked Germany out yesterday. And despite the result today, Sweden coach Graham Potter says there is still plenty to be proud of.
We sort of thought the first period we were quite stable. And then I thought we just stepped back a little bit too much in the second period of the first half. It's not easy with the quality they have to maintain a... as much as we wanted, but we've got pushed back, and it's just disappointing that we couldn't hold on. 0-0 at half time, we could have got to maybe regroup, but that obviously makes the game a bit more difficult for us.
Elsewhere, Julian Quiñones led Mexico with their first goal against Ecuador.
Onside for now, Julian Quiñones, a chance for Mexico, which he rockets home. A sprint onto the pitch, the fans are going crazy.
And Raul Jimenez striking their second in their first half, winning 2-0.
They could go one more, it's Quiñones. Raul Jimenez! And Mexico, as a nation, loses its collective head.
After a VAR review by the referee today, Ecuador's Piero Incapié, who was seen covering his mouth in confrontation with Mexican forward Santi Jimenez, was given a red card in stoppage time. This basically comes after a new FIFA rule in this World Cup that bans players from covering their mouths during a confrontation. Mexico will now head to the round of 16 against either England or DR Congo. So ahead of the Mexico-Ecuador match, I spoke to Michelle Yanez Olivares. She's the founder of an independent media outlet called Amiga Mia, which champions Latin and Hispanic culture in Australia. Michelle tells me football is deeply embedded into everyday life across Latin America.
It really starts at the grassroots, at the ground level with, you know, kids learning football as a means of getting close to community and, you know, building their community, and also part of like sort of a family ritual. And then it sort of sticks with them until they grow up, and it becomes a really big part of identity, I would say. And so definitely for Mexico and Ecuador, you'll see that, you know, football is a huge part, a greater majority part of how they form community, celebrate the country, and also celebrate the culture.
And she also says Mexico has done an incredible job with its opening ceremony.
I've got so much pride in seeing them be one of the host countries. And, you know, if you look at their opening ceremony, I think something that was a moment of pride for a lot of people in the community was that how they honoured their Indigenous people in the opening ceremony. And, you know, they showcased so many different artists, not just Mexican, but also, you know, Colombian, like J Balvin and Shakira and stuff like that. So I think having them as a host nation has been amazing, and being able to have so many different Latin American countries as part of this World Cup, you know, from the big ones that we know, like Argentina and Brazil, down to the small ones like Paraguay, like we saw yesterday, has been really heartwarming, and it's definitely bringing the community together for sure.
Beyond football itself, she's loved seeing Australian and Mexican fans embracing each other's traditions.
Beautiful content of like the Mexicans embracing the Aussies and vice versa. Like you'll see each other really embracing each other and getting into sharing traditional customs, such as like the Aussies are showing the Mexicans how to do a shoey, which is the fun tradition of drinking alcohol from a shoe. I mean, I would never do it, but it's so fun to watch, and you know, it's so synonymous to Aussie culture when it comes to like sports and sort of stuff.
And she says wearing colours is how they showcase their culture.
For Mexico, you know, wearing the traditional Mexican hat would be one. Wearing, I guess for both of them, wearing like the bonchitos, a poncho, wearing obviously, you know, there was a beautiful video as well circulating on social media of the Ecuadorian fans, and generally with Ecuador, you'll see a sea of yellow. And there was a beautiful video of an Ecuadorian fan wearing the Andean condor, which is a national bird. They call him the king of the Andes, the condor. And he was dressed in that costume as he saw the last game of Ecuador.
And Michelle also tells me that one of her favourite stories of the tournament has been Paraguay's goalkeeper, Orlando Gil, both on and off the pitch. Gil now has gained international recognition as Paraguay's World Cup hero for the sacrifices he made for his family. So less than 4 years ago, after his son was born prematurely, he had to sell his football kits to support his family. And elsewhere, attention turns to Australia's round of 32 clash with Egypt. The Socceroos know they'll potentially have to face one of the world's biggest football stars, Mohamed Salah. Australia's Jodie Boss says the squad has already begun planning for that challenge.
Mo Salah is, you know, a top player. He's been at the top for a very long time, and yeah, he'll we'll definitely have to look at how we can stop him and Egypt, and we've already done a little bit about that, and yeah, it's just fine-tuning and seeing what the coach and the staff have in mind to help us with that.
Socceroos Aydin Hrustic says belief inside the Australian camp is growing with every match.
I think we can, and I believe that we can get far. But yeah, let's take it game by game and see how we approach this one, prepare for it well, and then, you know, get it done.
Now Australia will face Egypt in Dallas on Saturday at 4 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. And to catch up on the latest, you can head on to SBS On Demand. Tomorrow, we'll wrap up England's clash with DR Congo, Belgium taking on Senegal, and the US meeting Bosnia and Herzegovina. Stay tuned for the latest at the World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast. And to get the latest World Cup news, check out SBS News headlines wherever you get your podcasts.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.